It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back. One of my favorite people to have on is Professor Bill Warner. And the thing is, because your intellect is sharp, you stick to the facts about geopolitics rather than going off into the religious side of the dangers of Islam. And your website is politicalislam.com. What you've done is translate the Hadith and Quran in a lineal time sequence rather than kind of jumbling the books up in large and small books. So it's not really understandable. A lot of people like the poetic and the nice side of Islam, but they don't realize the ugly side. And the fact that 85% of it Islam, according to Waleed Shabbat of Shabbat.com, S-H-O-E-B-A-T.com, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist and became a Christian, married an American and his son Theodore. And Islam is just geopolitically dangerous. I personally think we should be blocking any more immigration of Muslims to America and to the West. I personally think we should be searching through all the mosques if they have an imam that's actually teaching something that teaches violence against Americans and shut them down and deport them. I think we have this delusional idea that we can somehow Americanify Islam and it's going to somehow become nice. And we see the same thing happening in Canada where Muslims take over and then you want to change the dietary habits of non-Muslims. So we don't need to deal with the religious side, and you've got some interesting articles here, so let's rock and roll. Go ahead, Professor Bill.
Well, for doing the show, I went through and just in a brief, less than an hour's time, just selected a bunch of things we might talk about.
Right.
And the one I have at the top of my list, which would lead us to, is the headline was "Raped Boy by Imam Treated at Hospital."
Right.
So I thought, well, now there's a grabbing headline, because what we can do is we can talk about the concept of Islamic homosexuality.
Right. In fact, I remember I actually talked to troops that were actually stationed in Afghanistan, and they were told not to actually disagree or persecute Muslim military personnel they were working with over there that actually had young boys prepubertal chained to their bed as sex objects. So please continue on that line, because this is something that our military advised not to confront these maniacs who are raping repeatedly at night prepubertal boys, because it's okay. Islam condones basically behavior we consider openly not just homosexual, but abusive, and like repeated rape. I mean, this is not even just normal, quote-unquote, nice homosexuality where you have two men that might not be promiscuous and jump around to have relationships, which unfortunately is often the case. But we're talking about repeated rape of a young boy chained to a bed. And the military advised, don't raise this issue to these military because we have to work with these people. Over in Afghanistan. It's crazy, isn't it?
What's really crazy is that when we go to fight in the Islamic lands, that our troops are trained on how to be polite, but they're not trained at all on how to understand what's going on. My favorite example from this is there was a wonderful army general, Stanley McChrystal, and he was a superb warrior in terms of physical combat. But he put a strategic paper together basically on how to defeat Islam, not defeat Islam, how to win in Afghanistan. And so this was issued. It was redacted for tactical reasons, but so their names were blacked out. But the point is I'm a 78-year-old man now, and one of the things I've learned is not only to see what is, but to ask questions about what is not. And what you did not find in this strategic plan on how to win in Afghanistan was the word Islam, was the word jihad, and the word Muslim.
Really?
So how are you going to win a war in which people are fighting from a combat manual known as the Hadith, and you're not even reading it? You don't even know what's there.
Right.
So what these men were being told is that basically don't turn a blind eye to anything being Islamic.
Oh.
So it's not just these children are suffering, but it's our own troops are suffering. So I believe if you have an enemy, you're sitting down so you can take this shock, I think you ought to know who your enemy is and how he thinks.
Right.
And I ask you if you were sitting down, because that seems to be a shocking question to the U.S. military and to our law enforcement as well.
Amazing, isn't it?
So, but let's go back to the homosexuality. Islam has two viewpoints on it. In its doctrine, it condemns homosexuality, but in its practice, it accepts it. And as a matter of fact, it even gives you a, raises the curtain a little bit on some of the, there's two of the verses that deal with heaven. And one of the things is there will be beautiful young boys as beautiful as pearls. And it also goes ahead to describe how the houris, these women who are perfect for sex.
Right.
So in the list of sexual partners, it doesn't say you can use them, but it does say that they're more beautiful than pearls. And I always thought that that was an odd thing to be finding in paradise, but it's listed in the text. But then you have another problem. There's a strict segregation between men and women in Islam, or as strict as they can make it, depending on the culture around them. And if you're a teenage boy and you never have any access to women, think what, I mean, imagine how this is a social pressure for homosexuality.
Right.
Now, I've already told you I'm an old man, but I do remember I was a teenager one time.
Right.
And women were like all I thought about.
Right.
And yet, if you're, women are not easily available to you, so therefore it's only natural that you would turn to homosexuality.
Ah. And by the way, this is standard in Afghanistan. This is normal operational procedure. They don't even consider that it violates Islam, do they?
No.
He also
anyway, since we're dealing with sex, let's go to the next line, which your headline was Hindu girl abducted and converted to Islam.
Right.
You'd be amazed how many times these kind of headlines are listed. Now, of course, what has happened is there was an attractive girl, and they simply kidnapped her, took her to another part of town, and she'll never be seen again by her parents. And she is now converted to Islam, which she will do to avoid beatings.
Wow.
So here's another example of the delights of sex in the Islamic world.
Right. And Europe's barely clad feminist partner with burqa-wearing Islamists. Now, that doesn't make sense. We see this even in our government here. We have a few Muslim Islamists, and they're extremely shrill, Omar and Salib. Where do these women get their ideas? Because they have cognitive dissonance. It doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I'm faced with this again and again. I mean, what have feminists got to find in common with any Muslim woman who espouses that the doctrine of Islam is the way we should live?
Right.
So, but we see this disconnect in many, again and again. People, feminists in this case,
right.
Feminists want to pretend like that they're good buddies with their Islamic sisters. And yet we have here, there's a headline I almost put in but didn't, was an Iranian woman was sentenced to 24 years in prison for not wearing her headscarf.
Whoa.
Now, that's a fairly intense sentence for not simply not wearing a headscarf.
Right.
And yet what our feminists say is, oh, no, the headscarf is merely a sign of Islamic beauty. Well, let me tell you, if my wife doesn't put on her mascara in the morning, I don't expect to see her down at the prison.
Wouldn't that be funny if we have this parallel laws in America? You arrive for breakfast without makeup, you go into the big house.
Right.
I mean,
anyway,
honestly, and then they want to defend Islam? I mean, this is indefensible, isn't it?
Well, it's nowhere indefensible than here in Nashville, Tennessee. I've heard rabbis defend Islam, and there's more Jew hatred material in the doctrine of Islam than is found in Mein Kampf. And yet, we get into this world that's upside down in which a rabbi will actually sit there and smile and criticize. And I've had rabbis tell me to my face that I'm a bigot and a hater. Why? Because I talk about what Islam does, what Muhammad did, and because I tell them the truth of what's in the doctrine, they attack me. So it's not just the women.
Oh, my.
I see the same in Christians. They do the same thing. They've met their best friend, Ahmed, and they don't want to hear anything at all about the persecuted Christians in Islamic lands.
Right, so or the fact that even the Pope was pushing Chrislam, too. I mean, the darn Jesuit Pope was pushing Chrislam.
Dr. Bill, the Chrislam thing just is fingernails on the board of my life, blackboard of my life. You're old enough to remember fingernails on the blackboard?
I do.
Well, these people are like that to me. They drive me nuts. Maybe I have become insane after studying this stuff for long enough.
I'll tell you what your problem is.
Crazy.
It's like that statement, you know, that speaking the truth in a time of tyranny is an act of, you know, of terror or war. The fact is, you're just raising good questions, and these people are busy playing with their mental blocks. They've got things that are cognitively dissonant.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like a child playing with blocks that you can't put the puzzle or thing together because they're not cognitively cognitive dissonant. So the two pieces won't match. But it's okay, they still will play with them, you know?
Right.
It's like having two completely different types of doll or weapon or something, and it never works together, but you keep playing. And that's what these people do.
By the way, let me talk a little bit more about Islam and Iran and the prison system for women.
Right.
There are, if a woman is sentenced to death in the prison system,
right,
before she is to be hung, they take them to rape rooms. They have rooms especially set up so you can tie the woman down and have sex with her. Well, why do they do that? Because, you see, that is illicit sex, and for the illicit sex, they'll go to hell. Because, you see, the reason she got raped was she was attractive to the man, so it is her fault that she got raped. And since she had illegit sex with an illegitimate way, then she's going to go to hell. So it's not just that she'll have a prison sentence, they also give her a sentence for paradise. I think find that sort of an interesting theological aspect of torture and pressure and sentencing, punishment.
That's pretty disgusting. See, I think the rest of the, I'm getting my retching index is being happening. You're actually making me geopolitically retch.
By the way, have you noticed that just about, if you see the material that I see on a daily basis,
right?
When I first started looking at this material, I couldn't take it. As a matter of fact, when I first started studying Islam, I couldn't read anything about Islam after supper. But I've now read this stuff so much, I'm like a triage surgeon. Blood may be up to my ankles, but I'm just having another day at work.
You just take off the little towels and throw them over in the corner so the nurse will get them out of the operating room, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of this stuff, one of the frequent comments about people who do the work that I do is, you cannot make this stuff up.
I don't see any of the Republicans or the Democrats, either party, actually dealing with this. Neither.
No.
That includes Trump himself. No. I don't see anybody dealing with this. Do you?
I don't at all. And after Trump was elected, I know that a lot of the people said, well, I can go back to doing what I was doing, playing golf on Saturday, not worry about Islam, because he's going to take care of it. Not taking care of it. I don't think he likes Islam, but he doesn't really know more about Islam than the average person.
Donald Trump is a building blue-collar genius, but he is a blitherer. He's a narcissistic blitherer. He is completely devoid of any wisdom or intelligence in most areas other than building buildings.
Which he's good at, I'm told.
Very good at buildings. Very good. He gets down there with the contractors and he can work out. But guess what? Building buildings is not running America. And
nope.
And you don't tweet over minor things. You're going to tweet over big stuff. So you can, a lot of stuff should be done behind closed doors. For example, I believe what he should do is clean out the nuclear weapons for Lower Chile Island and Punta Huerte, and put a ban to make sure that none of the Venezuelan oil comes to Cuba to get their 46,000 troops, including the private guard Maduro, out. We even have Hezbollah. We even know Hezbollah and the Muslim maniacs, Islam, are in Venezuela to support the communists. Now, why would there be an alliance between communists and Islam? Because they all have the same goal, to defeat the West.
They're both totalitarians, and I think they look at each other with some degree of respect.
Right. And that's the problem, you see. We don't understand that we think that, well, we just defeat the Democrats, everything's going to be okay. It's not okay. Under Trump, things are happening.
Let me explain to you. Now, Donald Trump has one overwhelming advantage which you have not mentioned.
Right.
That advantage is he was not Hillary.
Yeah, I've got her name changed, by the way. Her name is Hitlery Rotten Clinton. Hitlery.
Anyway, my daughter, after the election, said, who did you vote for? I said, I did not vote for anybody. I voted against.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how long it's been since I've walked in the voting booth and says, I'm really wildly enthusiastic about this person. That usually what I vote for is the less disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the problem is right now, Trump is significantly less disgusting than the Democrats, but he needs a lot of lessons. He needs to have how to actually stabilize the world economy, get rid of the weapons of mass destruction came to us, get rid of these mosques in America training second and third generation Muslims to do violence against Americans. We've got thousands of Muslim cells and 42 live ammunition training camps inside America, lower 48 states. Why do we tolerate that? There's one place right outside New York City. What do they call it? Islama something or other? Islamaburg? Right outside New York. Something like 72 acres. Islamaburg. People say, well, why do we tolerate that? I don't know. Send our forces in, clean the damn things out. How come Muslims can do live ammo tests to see how they can attack and kill Americans, and we tolerate it? Why? Because we're incompetent. And that includes Trump, by the way. We're incompetent. Let's face the facts. back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I don't hear the bumper.
It'll really tell you what's all in there.
Ah, there we go.
About a third of it is.
And we're coming back with the amazing Professor Bill Warner. And if you want to visit his website, do purchase his books. This is essential reading. If you want to listen to the show, that's great, but get the books. Read the Hadith and the Quran. Read all his information. And I'm mainly interested in geopolitical effects. It's one thing to find in religion nauseating. The other is that they want to affect my diet, my life, and whether or not I have to do certain things. That's where it gets nauseating and disgusting, isn't it?
Well, I think we even have one of the headlines here. Oh, the last one I put to you, talking about training and teachers.
Right.
Mandatory teacher training denigrates Christianity and exalts Islam.
Right.
What's happened is over the past few decades, past decade actually, since 9/11,
right,
the Muslims are the best enemy you'll ever have. And by that I mean they know how to go to war better than anyone else. I started off this show complaining about the fact that we don't train our troops and law enforcement about the true nature of Islam. Islam does teach their students about us.
Right.
My wife one time attended one of the first bridge building things that happened here in Nashville after the 9/11 World Trade Towers.
Right.
And there was an imam, a Baptist minister, and a rabbi. So
right.
the rabbi, of course, was, well, anyway, my wife asked this question. She said to the pastor, she said, "Have you read the Quran?" He said, "Well, no, I have not."
Right.
Then she said to the rabbi, "Have you read the Quran?" He says, "No, I have not." Then she said to the Muslim imam, says, "Have you studied the Old Testament?" He says, "Oh, yes, I've taken an entire course in it." She says, "What about the New Testament?" He says, "Yes, I've studied that as well." Now then, who came prepared to win? The Muslim did. Who came prepared to tie? That is, they're just there to be nice. The Baptist minister and the rabbi.
Wow.
And by the way, when it comes to dealing with Islam, I wouldn't spit for the difference between the Jews and the Christians.
Right.
They're the same.
Yeah. See, so, what I see happening is almost like a contrived disaster to fail. And
I like that term. Say that again.
It's a contrived disaster to fail.
Yes.
It's almost like set up to make sure we fail.
There is no way that if we're doing what we're doing that we will defeat Islam.
Right.
Because the first assumption that everybody makes is that, like this Chrislam, which you mentioned earlier, which is that one is that has a wretch index of about 9.6.
Right.
It's like, you crazy? And yet I say that a lot of our leaders, and I include educational leaders in this as well.
Right.
What I call not just ignorant, but professionally ignorant.
Right.
That is, you have to work at being this ignorant. If you just read the Yahoo News headlines every day for 6 weeks, you'll have no more about Islam than these so-called leaders in education and leaders in religion know.
I got another term for you I think you'll like because you're an academic. I don't call them stupid. I call them viciously ignorant. In other words, they bare their teeth and growl if you disagree with them.
Okay.
They're like a wild animal.
They
got scrapy.
Not just with casual ignorance. Now, this is a truly professional ignorance.
Yeah, it's like a professional, like an animal that's got some cortical eating virus, eating their cortex of their brain, and scrapy, or they've got some kind of brain eating cortical virus. And they'll actually growl at you, thinking, if I can shut up the person raising these issues, everything will be okay if I just shut up the messenger.
I gave one lecture at Vanderbilt University here in Nashville. I was invited in by a political group that was conservative. And so I thought, well, this is an academic university, so the title of the talk was A Statistical Analysis of Islam's Text. Now, does that sound like a good academic subject, statistical
right.
analysis? So I've got all these charts and graphs, which, you, by the way, I welcome you to check them out on politicalislam.com.
Right.
And so I presented these charts and graphs and explained what they meant and explained the concept that the statistical analysis shows that Islam is dualistic, that is, it always has two contradictory point of views, and they're both true. So when my talk was over, and it was about a 40-minute talk, a man stood up in the back of the room and started screaming at the top of his voice, screaming. He was dressed nicely. He says, "You don't know anything about Islam. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You're a..." By the way, he didn't call me an Islamophobe. That was before the term was invented. So he just goes on screaming, and then he starts what I call looping. That is, he returns to the same thing over and over and over again. And so I just stand there because I've dealt with these people before, and I've learned something. If you'll just wait long enough, they'll finally stop to inhale. And so he finally did. Before I could reply, a woman came in from the hall and said, this lecture hall is due to be used in 5 minutes. You all have to leave. So, all right, we left. But the point I'm making here is, I've got one more point I'll make, but the point I'm saying that he made was, did he criticize a single technique that I used? Did he say that the fact that this is wrong? Did he say your interpretation of this hadith is wrong? No. He just said that I am a bad person.
Which is what the left is doing now, the demon raps, I call it.
Yes. I don't know how that... Sorry about the noise in the background.
Yeah, in other words, it's the demon raps, the Democrats, the people that basically want to stop discussion. They don't want a dialogue. That's why you see even in San Francisco they're changing the names of criminals and drug addicts. So you can't have a dialogue.
Nope. And by the way, this is at a university that... I didn't tell you who the man was. Who was screaming and yelling at it. He was the head of the Middle East Department.
Wow.
And by the way, there was one more little piece to this story, which I think is worth relating. There was in the audience two of my best friends and their daughter. Now, the two of my, their mother and the father are keen. We were best friends. But she looked at me with a little doubt because, after all, she's going to Vanderbilt University herself as a student. And she's being taught at the university that anybody who says anything wrong about Islam is, of course, a bad person. So what happened was this man from the Middle East Department came around to the door to start haranguing me as soon as I left. And she walked in and she says, "Hi, my name is such and such. And when I took my Judaism 101 course, you came in and told us that Islam had a very special treatment for Jews and that you protected us." She said, "This man has told a different story today." She says, "What do you say to that?" And he said, "Well, these hard right conservatives." She says, "I don't want to hear about conservatives. I don't want to hear about left and right. I want to hear about how did Muhammad deal with the Jews." He turned on his heel and strode away. And in that moment, this girl, she suddenly realized that he, the Middle East Department chairman, had lied to her and that the friend of her parents had told the truth. So in that moment, she flipped. It was like, okay, he lied, you told the truth. So that's a little story about trying to bring truth to a university, which is, it's a difficult process because you and I are both trained in some form of science, and I was taught something called critical thinking, fact-based reasoning.
Right.
And that used to be considered the high standard of all thought process, is that it's logical and rational. But now then there are professors who tell me that if it's rational, that's just a form of white supremacy. I mean, we now are denigrating the very foundation of the university, which is fact-based reasoning. And the universities are committing suicide by doing this. It makes me very sad. Because in proper society, we would be holding debates on this issue, not screaming and yelling at me that I don't know anything about what I'm doing.
Wow. So basically what he's saying is your white skin trumps any ideas you have that make sense and are even decent.
And so yet, they would say the worst sin you can have is to be a racist, but when they condemn me because of the color of my skin, that's like, well, that's the high point of left-wing reasoning.
Right, and the point I see right now, too, is our society is doing this, and they're allowing it to tribalize us so that we're all against each other. I don't care what skin color people are. I do care, though, that they think that their political system, which is their religious system, which is the same in one, and Islam is very unique compared to other religions, even Hindu. They have the viewpoint that they should influence you and you're inferior by their very nature and they need to take over you.
Yep.
I don't think any other religion does that on earth, do you?
I know it doesn't. Islam is, when you first study Islam, you may think, well, it's kind of like us. It's similar to this. It's similar. It's they've got a concept of one God, for instance. But what you discover, the more you look at it, there's not one single thing in Islam that is exactly like what we have.
Nothing.
That is, they don't have a real golden rule of ethics. Instead, they have their own rule, which is a Muslim is a brother and a sister to every other Muslim. But does that, where am I on that? Well, it turns out I'm outside the fold.
Right.
So.
And also, you remember where Islam basically worships Allah, which is the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. It's not the same God as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe. And we hear sometimes idiots like this, the Jesuit Pope, pushing Chrislam, trying to say it's the same God. It's not. And in fact, I remember one of my friends who actually showed me the in the Mosque of Omar, around the Stone of Abraham there, they'd written in Arabic that it says, Allah had no son, but he had three daughters. And it actually names them. Miriam, da-da-da-da. It has three daughters. So Allah had three daughters, which are goddesses, but no son. So in other words, it's saying there's no such thing as a real connection to Christianity and the idea that God, if it was the same God, had a son called Yeshua, which is the incarnation of the Father in the flesh. So this is a very straightforward thing that's said there. And the guy that showed me was a Christian, who was a stonemason, whose family did stonemason work in Jerusalem for thousands of years. He was actually rebuilding the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Russian Orthodox Church in East Jerusalem. So these lying Muslims, so they consider lying actually a sacrament, don't they?
Well, Muhammad repeatedly advised Muslims to deceive the kafir if he would advance Islam.
Right.
So now think about that as an ethical principle in business. Let's say that you're in business with a man and he's a Muslim. Everything seems to be Jake. It's he seems to be has a nice smile. But yet deep in within him is a teaching that you're not actually his brother. That you're just, you're a kafir and you are inferior to him. Well, none of us want to be dealing with somebody who thinks we're inferior, and yet there it is. And he's also told that deception is the way to deal with a kafir, because Muhammad repeatedly advised it. And then the one that I love is, they say there are 99 names of Allah, and one of those names, it states clearly, is the Great Deceiver.
Now, sounds like Satan to me.
That is the most astounding statement to make, is that Allah is the best deceiver.
Wow.
And yet there you stuck with it. So since Muhammad advised deception and Allah said that he was a deceiver, can you see how business deals might go south?
Yeah.
When it got tight.
And by the way,
the thing you don't understand is you're dealing with a Muslim, and he may not buy into that. He may say, no, I would never lie to another man. That is, he doesn't actually follow his own doctrine. So if he doesn't follow his doctrine, then he can be a decent human being. You can do business with him. But how do you know this?
They don't. You have to assume if he's a Muslim, then he's going to be a liar, a deceiver, and he's going to backstab you. You won't know until the blade is shoved between your ribs. Just make sure he puts the blade horizontal so it goes between the ribs to your internal organs. Rather than vertical, will get stuck before it gets through your ribs. Ha-ha.
So there we have some of the problems with an ethics system. And by the way, here's all I care about with your religion. All I care about your religion is two things. What ethics does it teach?
Right.
And what character does it develop?
Right.
If you'll think about it, what I'm saying to you is I want to know who you are in dealing with me. Not are you going to heaven or hell.
Right.
How will you treat me? And how will you be as a neighbor? If my barbecue pit catches on fire, will you come over and help me put it out or not? I don't know.
Well, you know, a real Christian, and again, I assume you're also a real Christian, is real simple. You, number one, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you fill the cup of faith, which means you know that if you don't turn to God and the truth in the Bible, you can't actually love your neighbor as yourself, and not like inferior like in Islam, and that you're also going to treat your neighbor as if they're an extension of yourself. That means they have to be decent, okay? And the decency of Christianity allows us to have a constitutional republic in America, which is not the same as Canada. If you try to criticize Islam in Canada, you go to the big house. You go to jail. If you criticize them in Europe, you're going to be sanctioned.
I weep when I see that. Have you ever studied much about the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau?
It's disgusting.
Oh, you have studied him then?
Oh, yeah. I know him well. See, I have relatives up there, and I spent the first half of my career in Canada. It's a disgusting place. Now, Canadians are completely frustrated with them. I have tons of Canadian friends up there. And I can tell you what's going on in Canada. Now he's losing his slur because he's a good-looking guy cause like his mother. He's evil like his father, who had 666 on his car. 666, this is Pierre-Éliott Trudeau. And I know a lot more because Pierre-Éliott Trudeau's deputy prime minister was my grandmother's brother. Alan McEachern was his deputy prime minister for years, so I know a lot of ugly Canadian stuff. My grandmother's brother was a deputy prime minister.
Interesting.
Interesting stuff. Deagle has creds, hey? But I totally agree with you. You are a master of the wizardry of unveiling the veils on Islam. It's ugly, nasty, noxious.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. We have now Dr. Dan Royal, DO, who's actually an expert in stem cell therapy in Vegas. He has a special clinic there. He also is an attorney. He set up a special network that's totally outside the state licensing authority or federal government, so he's able to do lots of alternative care. And I'm referring actually one young gentleman actually who has MS, intrathecal stem cell therapy. He's done some amazing stuff with using Dr. Truat's photon sound beam re-engineered by one of his ex-military affiliates of Dr. True, and a QRS machine from Dr. Fisher in Germany, the next generation being the CelVetoMAT, and showing cancer cell markers at labs like the Onca Labs in Boston and another lab in New Jersey, showing dramatic drops in the cancer markers with as little as 24 minutes of treatment for a few weeks. Tell us the story of what's going on, and of course you're building up more data, and eventually I'm sure you'll write a paper on this, but it's pretty dramatic what you've discovered, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So fill us in the details. I mean, I call it under-the-box guy. I mean, you're definitely not contained by previous logic of your so-called colleagues, and you're willing to wander and develop new things based on logic, evidence, and science to develop new ways of treating people that are out of the box.
Right, right. And the patient you mentioned before I came on the air, actually I just got up talking with them before you called, and
good.
We're working on getting everything set up for them. I think that they'll be very pleased. But one of the reasons that we developed this protocol is because I previously worked with cancer patients, and we do various forms of IPT using, it can be low-dose chemotherapy, or it can be the salicinium, which is a natural product. But those are all things that have to be done in the office. And so,
yeah, the salicinium is an anti-malarial drug. I think it was back to the 1920s or something. Salicinium.
Well, salicinium is a natural product. It was developed by Joe Brown, who patented it in an injectable and an oral form. We used oral. Right. We did this study last year using the oral form. That's what I'm going to be talking about when I lecture on the 14th to the Nevada Homeopathic Association. The results of that study. But when it can also be used IV. It's just a little more expensive to be used that way. But the issue is the patients have to come into the office, and they pay a lot of money, even if it's low-dose chemotherapy. We found a methodology that works very well, each of the components separately, but even better together, synergistically, that can be done in the office and or at home. And the reason I like using it at home, because it's perfectly safe, we're using a combination of light, sound, and frequency, but they can use it for themselves, you know, their family, their dogs, and it lasts a lifetime. It's not something that they're going to be treated for and have to come back.
Tell us about this treatment. Give us some more details. You're going through it pretty quick. So what is the salicinium treatment for, and what are the components?
Well, salicinium can be given directly, or it can be given in conjunction with insulin to lower the blood sugar, just like you might do a low-dose chemotherapy, because when you lower the blood sugar, theoretically the cancer becomes more vulnerable, and the medication given at that time can penetrate more easily, and therefore you need a lower dose. But salicinium is designed to inhibit the production of nagalase. That's something that is an enzyme made by the cancers and viruses to inhibit or paralyze your immune system. So we have to stop that production so that your immune system can make the macrophages that need just to identify and eliminate the cancer and the virus. That's the primary objective of salicinium, or the oral component called Oracel.
Now, what I think if you take the Oracel, you turn a little yellow for a while, but it goes away in a few weeks, doesn't it?
No, I never seen that happen with any of our patients. It's just
It's just something that somebody told me, but I've never had personal experience. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's perfectly safe. Even my wife uses it because she found that it actually helped her to lose a little weight.
Okay, nice.
So, but you can put it in water, you can drink it throughout the day, or you can just take it straight and take it all at once. But what we found was if the patients would follow the very simple protocol that we gave them, the nagalase levels would come down within the first month, and over 80% of the patients that we treated. And then if they stuck with it a couple of months, the percentages went to over 90%. And what was interesting is when we increased the number of patients in the study, so we went from, let's say, 20 to 34, the percentages didn't change one bit. So the numbers didn't make a difference. They seemed to be stable with increasing numbers of patients treated. The study we're working on now is just combining the pulsing electromagnetic field, you mentioned the QRS, and we'll soon be using the upgraded version, the CelVital. So we use the pulsing electromagnetic field in combination with the photon sound beam.
Right.
That generates the plasma field. But the photon
Are they just holding the electrodes in their hands, or are they putting it on a target organ?
They generally hold on their hand. If they're having pain, you can use the electrode on the specific area. And we've had patients whose pain has been completely resolved, with whether it's plantar fasciitis or hip pain, knee pain.
Right.
I had one patient who came from Chicago. She had hip pain for a year, and we did one treatment, and it was gone and never came back.
Wow.
So you can use it for the treatment of pain. It's going to circulate throughout the entire body because you have a ground. So the whole body is going to be affected, but you get a much higher exposure when you put it direct on the area of injury or pain.
Now, besides the Cellisinium, I have a product we call Cell Defense Plus that's 700% more absorbed curcumin. And the only thing that reduces cancer stem cells and knocks out anagulase that I have in my armamentarium right now is their Cell Defense Plus. But we're looking at another product brought from India that's not 700% more absorbed. It's like 2,000% more absorbed. And that one we may actually private label here shortly. I'm looking at that coming in from India. They have a new way of making this super absorbed, because what happens is that curcumin, turmeric, is probably the most powerful anti-cancer thing we have, but it's extremely poorly absorbed. And we have to understand, we also, by the way, have the anagulase frequencies. It's 337 hertz. So I have my epigenetic frequency machine, so you could use that with people, or they can have generate a field that actually knock out anagulase, which stops anagulase, actually prevents infections from being, you know, seek and destroy them, or cancer cells. They, both cancer and infections will generate anagulase. And so knocking out anagulase is a big deal. That's why the Cellisinium sounds like it's a really good idea. And you do IPT, which is insulin potentiated chemotherapy. We now have, of course, a need to try vaccine against the blood vessels of cancer, which Trump allowed with his new need to try law. I don't know if you can still get the GCMAF. I had trouble recently when I was searching for it. One of the facilities over in Europe was
cut down.
Yeah,
it's getting more difficult to get. I have a practitioner up north who's been getting it for maybe 14 years, so I just get it from him. But, yeah, they've changed
so if you
the
can
way
find
that
a,
they're making
if you can find a contact
it.
For me, I'd like to get that, because I have some people who want that. And, of course,
sure,
I like to refer
sure.
to clinics like yours or Dr. Winkler here locally for people to have need IPT cancer therapy and stem cell therapy. You're one of the best stem cell guys, because you can actually pull their stem cells from their blood at a fraction of the cost of other stem cell clinics.
Correct.
And you can put it back in their joints under x-ray guidance, or have an anesthesiologist put it intrathecally if you've got ALS or MS or some central nervous system degenerative disorder. These are other options that allow layers, along with our epigenetic frequency treatment, peptides to the brain, and of course my Red Deer Velvet DR. Whenever you're trying to when you're treating cancer, you're trying to raise the redox state of the tissues, which the QRS mat and the photon sound beam does instantly. It literally generates ozone in the body. In fact, you can smell the ozone
correct.
Coming off the body when
that's,
you use a photon sound beam. So the ozone actually immediately changes the redox of the cells along with the QRS mat and the photon sound beam. And then, of course,
it's generating ozone, and it's generating light, photons,
right.
and it's generating frequency, and it's generating sound. So you're being affected by all those things simultaneously.
Now, I have a Sabbath anagulase frequency generator now that I can actually send your people, and they can actually just turn it on and have it going 24/7, which generates a resonant frequency to block electromagnetic radiation. Because basically, you have to think of cancer as an escape phenomenon to gene silencing of specific minerals. Cancer started to take off like a rocket with electropollution over 120 years ago with the dawn of electricity and alternating current. In the last 20 years, with now smart reader, smart grid, and now 5G network, cancer rates are going crazy, especially with mineral depletion, so you don't have the trace elements to prevent cancer from taking off. Because cancer basically is an infection. I call cancer as a fungus, you know, like one of the terms. But it's a combination of things like Epstein-Barr virus and fungi inside the cell, and the escape phenomenon we call cancer. Cancer is smart and tough cells trying to survive. They're like a prepper with an IQ 200 and billions in the bank and six tours of duty. And they're going to survive even if they have to kill the king. And that's what they do. Eventually, they decide to metastasize, and they're going to kill the king. They'll go to your brain if they have to kill you, but they're going to survive. And unfortunately, people don't get that. When the oncologists are treating people in their little chairs with chemo, they don't get it. And in fact, that's why even if they survive the cancer, their cancer mother cells are still present. The only thing that gets rid of it is turmeric. My Cell Defense Plus, which is 700% more absorbed. And, of course, we have ellagic acid and maligna block to get rid of cancer and repair the DNA. But ultimately, you want antipathogenics. That's why everybody with cancer needs things like our plasma iodine, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver. We have NutriDefense, which actually destroys the viral caps of all viruses. I believe that most cancers have probably Epstein-Barr virus. I found more and more evidence that you can do an Epstein-Barr virus antibody titer And everybody I found got cancer has got Epstein-Barr virus in the tumor.
Yeah, we see a lot of that, too, and we test for that routinely. There was just an announcement yesterday, an international meeting in Paris, that reported that the major nations, I think, at least 12 of them, cancer is now overtaking heart disease as the number one cause of death. And they think that that's an improvement because that means, in their mind, that heart disease is decreasing.
Oh, really?
But I've been saying for some time that cancer is on the increase and would soon be number one.
Well, it's also the reason why we have dementia. And I did my research. I started 39 years ago with the head of pathology on diabetes. And this year I'm actually publishing on major diseases. My publication on diabetes is that it's insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle allowed by the loss of copper zinc SOD1. And so basically, if we don't look at the underlying cause of disease, we're not going to fix it. That's why worse is not alternative medicine, it's integrative. Other doctors who think they're really oncologists are idiots. Doing non-testing, so they don't do RGCC tests to find out what chemo works, don't give IPT, don't give other agency like you mentioned there to actually get rid of the anagelase, and they wonder why the patient dies and they kill half of the people before the first 6 months of chemo is done, right?
Yeah, you have to be very aggressive. When you mention dementia, that's also on the increase. That's now being reported as the number one cause of death over in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. Too much. What's the main dish they have over there? I know it's now Indian. They used to be called Sag Paneer or something like that. There's something else that's in the major dish. But they used to, I think it's a pork and beans or whatever. But whatever they're eating or drinking, whatever they're eating and drinking, it's frying their brain cells. As I mentioned 39 years ago, my research suggested that dementia is basically insulin resistance of your astrocytes. When you get it in your liver, you get fatty liver. When you get it in your brain, you become demented. Your brain cells can't metabolize sugar anymore.
Yeah, well, we've all got to be proactive. You can't sit around and just wait for the hammer to fall, because it will. So you've got to invest in your health and detox every single day now.
Now, if they want to see you, and I've got specific cases, I'll refer to you. You treat both IPT cancer therapy, you treat detoxification, you treat also IV therapy for all kinds of conditions. And because you're inside a native board, it's a whole different system than regular insurance, isn't it? How does that work?
It's another way to protect yourself against the conventional medical system. And so we need that dual licensure. We do have insurance. There's insurance through one of the Indian nations. It's Heritage Health and Wellness that is supported by the Hopi Nation. That's for people who want health optimization. That's the old major medical where you pay the high deductible, low premium with a health savings account. So that is available to the Indian Nation as well.
Right. Yeah, so you give lots of options for people too. And, of course, I think your costs are considerably less for even what you do on IV, even if you pay cash. You do a great job.
Yes.
What's happening right now is most of the medical system is asleep at the wheel, aren't they? It's like the captain is asleep, and he's snoring as he's reeling around the wheelhouse, and he's hanging over the top of the wheelhouse wheel, and the boat is about to crash into a big set of rocks. That's what's going on.
Well, they're asleep because they're focused on making money, and insurance is dictating and driving how medicine is practiced. So, for example, when you have a patient that comes in, she has a lump in her breast, my advice is get the lump out. But that's not what doctors do. They want to go on biopsy before they take out the lump. And the reason they do that is because insurance won't pay for the extraction of the lump or lumpectomy until they have a diagnosis. So you have to have this biopsy procedure, which has a very high risk of spreading the cancer. I believe breast cancer is number one. Maybe as high as 90% spreading.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should take some forms of suppressive therapy like her malignant block, ellagic acid, what you mentioned here for anagelase, before they even do the surgery to remove the lumpectomy. But I agree. Doing biopsies is bad. Good little statement. Biopsies are bad. You learn one thing today. Thank you, Dr. Dan. We'll get you back on soon. Again, if you want to contact Dr. Dan, give me a shout. I'll send you along to contact Dr. Dan. He's lots of stuff to offer in Vegas.
Thanks, Dr. Bill.
Take care. Back tomorrow. Firing line. Get your questions into Michelle Hardy-Schlanger from Berlin.
Which was most important.